T-Biz Podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
The T-Biz Podcast and blog connect you directly to experts in the tea lands. Listen as their voices reveal the news, innovations, cultural insights, and consumer trends that most impact the industry. Paired with Tea Journey, a digital magazine for tea enthusiasts, the Tea Biz Portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Yes, tea is getting more expensive all around the world. Lipton partners with Cranfield University to lower tea emissions. And a judge rules that R.C. Bigelow's manufactured in the USA claims are false. Plus, ISO tea techs convene in Sri Lanka. The Sri Lanka Standards Institute will host the International Standards Organization's 34th plenary meeting on tea on July 23rd in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The one-day event will convene delegates from 18 nations. ISO is an independent federation of national standards bodies from more than 160 countries. It is a non-governmental organization that convenes experts to agree on the best way of doing things. Quote, from climate change and healthcare to quality management and artificial intelligence, our mission is to make lives easier, safer, and better for everyone, everywhere, writes ISO. Kirthi Mohadi, SLSI National Mirror Committee Chair and ISO delegate, joins us today as a correspondent and guest. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Inflation is easing, but myriad market forces continue to drive up the cost of tea. Regional scarcity is the most recent concern. According to the Tea Board of India, tea prices at auction in 2024 have increased 20% year over year. Prices averaged $2.61 per kilo in June. Production declined by more than 30% in May as flooding in Assam slowed the harvest. Extreme summer temperatures in many tea lands, including India, have since lowered yields per hectare. According to the Commerce Ministry, exports during the first 4 months of the year increased by 37% to 92 million kilos. Half of India's tea is harvested between July and October. Fuel and fertilizer, the rising cost of labor, and impairments due to conflict in the Middle East are impacting freight costs. According to the Drewry Composite Index, booking a 40-foot container topped $5,901 in July 2024, up 315% compared to pre-pandemic rates. Tea exports declined 5% to 1.7 million metric tons in 2023. Kenya was the largest tea exporter by volume with a 30.1% share of mainly black, while China, the world's top green tea supplier, accounted for 21.2% of export volume. Sri Lanka at 13.8% and India at 13% are tied at third. In 2022, the world average price for globally exported tea was $7.09 per kilo. That dollar metric reflects a 61.1% increase compared to the pandemic-impaired $4.40 per kilo average in 2021. A dozen of the top 15 exporters report declining unit prices in 2022, with the unit price of Chinese tea exports down 10.9% to $5.54 per kilo compared to 2021. Tea exported by Japan, much of which was matcha, earned the highest value by far, averaging $26.72 per kilo, followed by Taiwan oolongs, valued at $12.40 per kilo average. Malawi, Vietnam, Indonesia, Kenya, Rwanda, and India exported the least costly teas that year. Tea imports face lower volumes and some unusual trade impediments at the consumer's end of the supply chain as well. UK tea importers must spend more delivering tea from Asia and Africa as shipping companies that previously used the Suez Canal are forced to transit the Cape of Hope. Shortages are minimal, but transport has greatly impacted the average retail price of tea. This week, the UK government calculated tea drinkers are spending an average of 263 pence, that's about $3.40 in U.S. dollars, for 250 grams of tea bags, the highest RPI since 1986, when the Office for National Statistics began compiling its monthly report on tea prices. Consider Russia. Tea is the nation's most popular beverage, but little is grown domestically. The country was once the world's largest importer by value, but economic and political misfortunes limit consumers' spending for what most consider a necessity. Like consumers in many countries, the Russians traded down for their cuppa. As of mid-2024, the retail price for black tea in Russia ranges from approximately $9.51 to $21.88 per kilo. That's about $4.31 to $9.92 per pound. In Russian rubles, this translates to about 766 to about 1,763 rubles per kilogram, or about 350 rubles to 799 rubles per pound in cities like Moscow and St. Petersburg, according to Selena Wamuchi. In London and Birmingham, UK tea drinkers spend between 9.35 pounds and 46.73 pounds per kilo, or about $5.47 to 27.36 per pound, according to Selena Wamuchi. Market research writes that black tea remains dominant despite a shift towards coffee consumption. The overall market for tea in Russia is expected to grow modestly over the next few years, with projections indicating a compound annual growth rate of 1.47 from 2024 to 2029. Business Insight. Tea is more costly for Sri Lankan consumers as well due to a new 18% value-added tax. But exporters anticipate a record year with revenue estimated at $1.5 billion, a new high. The Tea Exporters Association reports gains in all categories. The average FOB price was about 1,772 rupees, equivalent to $5.85 per kilo. The expansive use of subsidized fertilizer for tea growers has reversed a ban on chemical fertilizers that curtailed the 2022 and 2023 harvest. Under the first phase, 30,000 metric tons of fertilizer would be distributed, with 10,000 metric tons already in the ground. Cranfield University is partnering with Lipton Teas and Infusions to begin field trials testing resilience practices and climate change mitigation to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Tea has the second lowest carbon footprint after tap water. The research will focus on fertilizer use, which contributes about a quarter of total emissions from the cultivation and processing of tea. The project, supported by the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council and the UK Tea and Infusions Association, aims to improve tea production standards and generate data to benefit the industry. The project is co-led and managed by Dr. Helen Saini, Head of R&D Sustainable Agriculture at Lipton, and Andrew Thompson, Professor of Molecular Plant Science and Head of Soil, Agri-Food, and Biosciences at Cranfield University. Climate change is threatening tea-growing regions of East Africa with deeper and longer dry seasons. Trials are now underway in the Kiriko region of Kenya to develop solutions to reduce nitrogen fertilizer-related emissions and accelerate the breeding of drought-resistant tea varieties using advanced selection technologies. The partnership will use drone imagery and analysis to improve crop management, precision farming, and high-throughput canopy phenotyping, and develop climate-resistant tea plant strains. Recorded emissions data will also inform a new tea typology led by the UKTIA, the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada, and the Tea Association of the USA. This typology is intended for use by the whole tea industry and will enable tea producers to calculate their carbon footprint with greater accuracy and comparable results across the industry. The trials will also increase the scientific understanding of tea production, leading to better quality tea, less waste, and a lower environmental footprint. Bedford, UK-based Cranfield and Lipton previously worked together to develop an Internet of Things platform dedicated to tea crop management called IOTEA, which incorporates tea plant growth and development modeling. The research finding will contribute to industry-wide progress through the Lipton Tea Innovation and Technology Academy curricula. This academy, inaugurated with the Government of Kenya and the University of Kapanga earlier this year, provides vocational training and degrees up to doctoral level to develop the highest tea cultivation, harvesting, and processing standards. Lipton Tea and Infusions is licensing its intellectual property to the academy for free. Lipton's Chief Research and Innovation Officer, Tessa Hansen, said, quote, "Combining our experience with Cranfield University's specialist research capabilities will enable us to identify the key innovations this industry requires. We are moving fast because climate change will not wait. Our profound thanks go to BBSRC and UKTIA as this multi-million-euro project will support the entire tea industry and further our mission to create value for all," end quote. A California federal judge ruled that R.C. Bigelow's claim that its tea is manufactured in the USA, quote, is literally false, end quote. The decision is a partial victory for a certified class of tea consumers, as the company now faces a potential class action trial. Lawyers may press for damages and ask a jury to determine Bigelow's state of mind on the question of misrepresentation and fraud. On Monday, Judge Dean Pregerson of the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California denied a summary judgment for Fairfield, Connecticut-based Bigelow Tea, the largest specialty tea retailer in the U.S. The judge ruled that it is undisputed that the tea in question is grown and processed in foreign countries. The court rejected the argument that the phrase, quote, manufactured in the USA, end quote, refers only to the tea bags and not to the loose leaf tea within them. The judge said in the order, quote, the tea leaves inside are vital to the tea bags as consumers purchase tea bags for the tea itself, end quote. In fact, the tea leaves are not only a component part of the tea bag, they are the very essence of the tea bag. Consumers purchase the products for the consumable, the tea, which just so happens to be conveniently packaged in a bag for steeping, he wrote. Bigelow Tea President and CEO Cindy Bigelow told TBiz, quote, we bring in tea from all around the world, including many ingredients from the United States. Those ingredients are then tested, blended, and aged. When the recipes are ready, the tea blends are put into tea bags in one of our three manufacturing facilities in the United States. We produce 2.2 billion tea bags from the teas we blend from around the world. Quote, we are very proud of the fact that all our tea bags are blended and packaged in the USA, end quote, she said. Kimberly Banks and Carol Cantwell filed the class action in 2020, saying they purchased the Bigelow tea, quote, because they reasonably believe, based on the packaging and advertising, that these products are American-made, end quote. Asserting that the teas are manufactured in the USA violates the California Consumers Legal Remedies Act and common law fraud, intentional misrepresentation, and a breach of express warranty, according to the plaintiffs. In an article published in Law 360 describing the ruling, quote, Bigelow argues that the plaintiffs could not have relied on the manufactured in the USA statement because there was insufficient exposure to it or evidence it was materially relied upon. But the judge rejected those assertions. Bigelow contends the statement was not big enough on the back of the box. Judge Pregerson said even though the challenged statement is on the back of the box, it is set off to the side in bold type. Quote, the defendant has not pointed to any evidence to rebut the presumption of class-wide exposure, he wrote. Bigelow said the class failed to provide evidence that the company knew of the challenge statement's falsity or that it was made with fraudulent intent. The Bigelow website explains that some varieties of its tea are grown in the United States on the Charleston Tea Plantation and processed at the company's factory in Wabnalah Island, South Carolina, while others are sourced worldwide. The judge also held that the class presented, quote, sufficient admissible evidence, end quote, of damages to present to a jury. The judge stated, quote, generally, whether one made a false statement with knowledge of its falsity or without reasonable grounds to believe it was true, and if it was made with the intent to defraud or to induce reliance, are questions of facts for a jury to decide. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack, steep simply and conveniently.
The Sri Lanka Standards Institute will host the International Standards Organization's 34th Plenary Meeting on Tea on July 23rd in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The one-day event will convene delegates from 18 nations. ISO is an independent federation of national standards bodies from more than 160 countries. It is a non-governmental organization that convenes experts to agree on the best way of doing things. Quote, from climate change and healthcare to quality management and artificial intelligence, our mission is to make lives easier, safer, and better for everyone, everywhere, writes ISO. Kirthi Mohadi, SLSI National Mirror Committee Chair and ISO delegate, joins us today as a correspondent and guest. Dr. Kirthi Mohadi, an accomplished nematologist, is the former director of the Tea Research Institute of Sri Lanka. TRI was first established in 1925 as an arm of the Planters Association of Ceylon to enrich the tea industry through professional research findings. The Sri Lanka Standards Institution was established in 1964 under the Ministry of Technology. It is a member of ISO, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland. Kirthi, you mentioned your involvement in preparing all the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry.
We anticipate that this meeting will be one of the few international meetings, very successful meetings, organized in Sri Lanka after the COVID-19 pandemic. And we expect a substantial business and international attractions and affiliations to this gathering, that this plenary meeting of the ISO will give us a platform to share our experiences, from Sri Lanka as well as from other producing countries with our best practices. And at the same time, we will take through some of the key aspects. So far, we have been working under various working groups with respect to tea classification, oolong tea and white tea, green tea, purple tea, matcha tea, polyphenols, theanine, and some of the other task groups like metal dust and density measurement in green leaf. So those are the few technical matters we put forward this time. And being the Tea Research Institute, the main focal institution for generating the technical aspects with regard to all aspects that I just mentioned, will share at these working groups and task group meetings on 23rd, along with our other producing and consuming country representatives. And then we'll come to a conclusion, come to an agreement. So how best we should collate this information. Our main objective is to deliver the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry globally, with the objectives of showcasing the Sri Lankan capacity and commitment to adhere to ISO requirements on tea, not necessarily black tea as a major black tea producing country, but also other teas like green tea, white tea, yellow tea, pink tea, purple tea, masala tea, you name anything. So with respect to any product that will reach the consumer, we need to ensure that the quality is assured. So Sri Lanka proudly exhibits the one of the tea major tea producing countries, being the sole tea producing country fully aligned with ISO standards. So this is going to be a best practice showcase for the entire tea nation. So this particular ISO TC34SC8 plenary meeting will cover most of the globally important technical matters to the tea production, processing and marketing, and will also provide a platform to share experiences from different tea producing and consuming countries, as I said. There will be 18 member countries participating, namely China, Germany, Japan, Kenya, India, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Indonesia, Ireland, Malawi, Pakistan, Romania, Switzerland, Ukraine, Turkey, and United States, inclusive of Sri Lanka.
Krithi, you mentioned your involvement in preparing all the ISO matters for the benefit of the tea industry.
The benefit of the ISO deliberations for the benefit of the consumer and consuming and producing countries. Basically, the food and beverage industry, we should understand that the standards are important because the consumers are educated, so they know very well about what they really want. And at the same time, the producers have another responsibility to ensure that the exact quality that the consumer requires meet the consumer expectations. So in that respect, the ISO organization has specified the scope for the field of tea, covering the fields of all standards with different types of tea, testing methods, the quality, including the sensory, the composition, the biological, chemical, and physical characteristics, the good cultivation practices, the good agricultural practices and manufacturing practices, including transportation and packing, and all aspects in the value chain until the product goes to the hands of the consumer.
The agenda opens with Sylvia Fischbach, the ISO committee manager and chairman, presenting a report and review of the ISO Code of Ethics and Conduct. Technical sessions follow. One of the committee's critical tasks is defining the scientifically sound characteristics of specialty tea. This year, presentations will include the definition and basic requirements of jasmine tea, followed by a presentation and discussion defining the requirements of white tea. Green tea is firmly established, but the vocabulary is under review. Dr. Stephen Karori Mubita, a lecturer in the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at Edgerton University, will present a 15-minute talk on purple tea. Matcha follows with a discussion of the chemical analysis of chlorophyll that results from the unique shading and processing. During the day, delegates will also review the basic requirements for tea polyphenol extracts and what standards chai powder must achieve to be designated masala chai. Delegates will also hear a presentation on calculating the concentration of theanine in tea and instant tea. Proposals for potential new aspects of standardization are then heard. Liaison reports follow on sensory analysis and CET European Tea Committee, and a report on a working group that convened with the FAO Tea Trade and Quality Standards.
The scope of ISO will facilitate the clarity of tea quality for the international trade to ensure that the consumer expectations of tea quality is met in connection with regard to the Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is the major orthodox black tea producing country, which have almost over 140 different countries consuming Ceylon tea of this quality. So Sri Lanka as a producing country has a responsibility to ensure that the standards set by the ISO in association with the with all the producing countries as well as the consuming countries with respect to the quality.
Kirthi writes that the event involved planning by the Colombo Tea Traders Association, the Sri Lanka Tea Board, and the CITC in association with the Ministries of Trade and Commerce and Agriculture and Plantation Industries, which helped organize the one-day event. He said that UNIDO, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, helped fund the event under the BESPA Food Project. In parallel with the ISO technical meeting, SLSI has organized visits to the Sri Lanka Tea Board and the SLSI laboratories in Colombo, as well as some garden visits. Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.